And welcome, everyone, to another
All Jacked Up on Mountain Dew edition of the Hour Bomb.
An All Jacked Up edition of what?
An All Jacked Up on Mountain Dew edition of the Hour Bomb.
Why are you all jacked up on Mountain Dew tonight?
I was just watching Talladega Nights earlier.
Ah, I got you.
Oh, to Ricky Bobby.
Yes, great movie.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Welcome to Whatever the Fuck Adrian Said. I am your host, the 2014. I may or may not have graduated, actually. I still haven't quite figured out how I like to word this.
Yeah.
That's because you're an idiot.
Fuck you. Anyway, I am your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Melzer School of Reporting. So I may or may not have actually earned my degree.
There we go. All
I
right.
think I like that one.
Okay, there we go.
The one, the only, with a monster cock, the illustrious Jason Halbert.
That's not what you said.
Excuse me, bitch.
You heard me.
I didn't fucking hear you. Joined, as always, by my partners in crime.
The Big Bad Booty Daddy!
That's right, the Big Adrian Masters here.
Mixed reaction.
The only person that is both loved and truly hated on the network, and the Jizzmopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
And the only man that is truly hated on the show.
Yeah. Oh, well, fuck them.
Whatever. Anyway, how the hell have you guys been?
I am doing great.
Good, 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 good.
Yeah.
I am fantabulous.
Good, 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 good. So, me and the wife went shopping for Halloween costumes today.
Yeah?
The fuck are you laughing at over there?
There's a poll in the chat room. Does Jason have a monster cock? And your choices are no and oh hell no. Oh, hell no is winning by 2 votes.
Yeah.
All right.
But anyway, you were saying you got Halloween costumes.
I'm busy. Hold on.
Oh, he's busy. imagine why.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Really?
Jason can't do two things at once.
Yeah, he's not a multitasker whatsoever.
Yeah,
maybe that's why he always sucked at WoW.
You can't do anything, right? Excuse really?
Well, how about this? Let's see. It looks like we have. Hey, besides us in the chat room, there is actually somebody else in the chat room.
Oh, yeah, who is that?
We have a Twilight Sparkle.
Twilight Sparkle.
Bulk up to Twilight Sparkle. I have no idea who you are.
You have no clue. Anyway.
I'm going to guess Kevin, but I could be wrong.
Possibly. I know we've got someone in the Mixler chat.
Oh, do we now?
Sean Pickles Finterest, I believe.
Bulk up to Sean.
Anywho, so there's another poll up there. And so anyway, we were out Halloween shopping today, and I almost, Heath, almost got your Halloween costume.
Almost.
If I had the extra money, I would have probably picked it up. Made some modifications to it, of course.
Uh-huh.
So, Adrian, here's what I saw. Almost got it.
Okay.
It was an orange prison jumpsuit.
You just have to cut the ass out of it. That way it's easy access, Heath.
Well, I wasn't going to do that.
Hey.
I wasn't quite going to do that. What I was going to do, however, was I was going to take some white paint and splatter it all over.
That's wrong.
I was going to put right janitor on it because he was the janitor there.
And, gotcha.
And then have him carry around a white crusty mop.
That makes sense, actually. I'm on board with that one, too.
I mean, who wouldn't be on board with that? I mean, if I would have had the extra $40, I would have picked it up.
Yeah.
It was even in fat dude size.
Hey, we also got Richard Birddog listening in the Mixler chat.
You suck.
Hey, bulk up to you.
You suck.
We miss Richard.
We do?
I do.
I don't.
Why not?
Because Kyle replaced him?
Yeah, but I still miss him occasionally. I think we should have Richard come back on at some point.
Let me check the show coming up schedules. February 31st.
I'll tell you what, we can get him back on the show after he writes an article.
I like that one. Is he responding to anything yet?
No, he's
okay,
not.
Good. So anyway, and then, so me and my wife went out to dinner the other night, too. We
the
Plaza Audi logo
now for a new 2015. What the fuck?
Apparently, right. We're listening to an ad from...
Okay.
No, that was lovely.
That was. Apparently, we're sponsored by Audi.
Damn, guess. When did we get that huge of a sponsor?
Your guess is as good as mine. Anyway, so we go out to dinner the other night. Last night, actually. We went to our friendly neighborhood, and not really neighborhood, but we went to Applebee's last night. And so got, you know, a steak and comes with broccoli and, you know, cooked steamed broccoli. And comes out, and I cut into my steak because, well, I want my steak. And so I eat some of my steak, and I get over to the broccoli, and the broccoli's cold.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, this sucks. And so I caught a server. She wasn't my server, but I caught a server, and I'm like, hey, oh, wait, you're not our server. She's like, oh, it doesn't matter. What can I do for you? I'm like, hey, my broccoli's cold. I shit you not, she stops and she looks at me. Isn't broccoli supposed to be cold?
Wow.
And then, yeah.
Well, oh, yeah. Here's the thing. Only cooked broccoli is supposed to be not cold.
If you don't know your fucking sides at your own goddamn restaurant are supposed to be hot or cold, you have a problem. So
that I understand.
I look at her, I'm like, not cooked broccoli? No, it's not supposed to be cold.
Yeah.
And then she's kind of looking at me. She's like, well, what do you want me to do? Really?
Yeah.
Are you half fucking retarded? Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
And where was this at again?
Applebee's.
Well, there's your first mistake right there.
Well, Applebee's is delicious. I had to have them fucking chicken wonton tacos again.
I actually had those Friday night.
Those are fucking delicious. I love those things. And my wife enjoys them, too.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, and then, so... We had an extra plate from the appetizers because apparently the idiot server thought that our son had to have a plate to have chicken wonton tacos with us, which he didn't eat. And so she's like, so what do you want me to do? Do you want me to just pick the broccoli up off of your plate? Or I'm like, what? I'm like, here, just move. Oh, my God. Benjamin someone else is in the Mixler chat.
Oh, Matt Medberger, yeah.
Bulk up.
So... We put the broccoli on the plate because my wife sucked too, and we had her take it back. A few minutes later, she brings it out. Same fucking broccoli. We guess they just put it in the nuker. Disgusting. Point being, if you want your broccoli fucking cooked at Applebee's, apparently you got to tell them, hey, why don't you cook it a little bit longer? Fucking assholes.
That's why I don't get broccoli at Applebee's. I mean, that's...
I prefer the broccoli.
I mean, if you don't like your broccoli cooked, I guess, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Whew. Damn. This little got a little kick to it, Heath.
Yes, it does.
We're eating gator jerky over here. So anyway, you guys, anything? Oh, God damn, that's got a kick.
Cajun style.
Whew, you didn't tell me that, asshole. So while I take a drink, you guys got anything else you guys want to talk about here, please, for a minute?
Oh, dear
God. What the fuck was that?
Me and Heather dying over here.
Well, stop eating stuff you shouldn't be fucking eating. Jesus.
I'm going to for the rest of the show. Holy shit. It's damn. Either ho-hos or jerky, so I'm taking the jerky right now. Anyway, so I guess we'll
save
explain
the jerky
how...
for later.
Yeah. I guess we'll explain how the show works. Here's how the show works. I've got a whole list of shit I got to get through. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to derail me and get me to where I can't complete this list. Not going to lie, folks, it's not a very good list this time. So, for our returning listeners, hey, thanks a lot for being here. If you're listening to the show for the first time, I'm sorry. Hey, we actually do have some breaking news.
Oh,
you may have seen it on the PW Pop website the other day.
Okay.
We have a store.
No way.
You can get your own Heath's Heartthrob boxers in it.
You can. You can also get Classics Angels on there. You can also... get an Hourbound t-shirt.
Sweet. I can order one now.
Get Classics Angels booty shorts. There's all kinds of... There's Glitterfist mug. All kinds of good stuff.
Wait a minute. Glitterfist mug?
The following announcement has been paid for by the New World Order. Want to make a fascist statement? NWO's back in black.
White nice, Blake Lovely. Go buy the shirt!
What do you see? Extra large? Double X?
Giant size.
The NWO t-shirt for just $20 plus $5.95 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-NWO-0242.
What's the mission of skinny on TV?
Buy this shirt!
The preceding announcement has been paid for by the New World Order.
Son of a bitch, I took another bite of the jerky. I don't know why.
Why? What is wrong with you?
No.
He's a glutton for punishment?
Anyway, so go back, listen to that clip there, and every time it said NWO, think Our Bomb.
Yes. You know what's funny is I actually bought a shirt from that, actually one of those commercials.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
All these female clothes, maybe not the best idea. That's from Benjamin, whatever the hell his last name is.
It's Meganberg.
Whatever.
It's not that hard to say. Jesus, what are you, fucking two?
Well, it fucking pops up on my screen for just a second and then goes away.
That's why I opened a second window with the Mixler chat.
I can't open a goddamn second window with the Mixler chat, asshole.
Let me introduce you to this thing called Google Chrome.
I've
let
got
you have tabs.
Three fucking windows.
Go back and forth.
We got three fucking windows open already, asshole.
Oh, only three? I've got six.
Whoop do you fucking do? It won't let me look at the
chat.
I'm
doing my online banking while I'm doing this show. I'm that fucking multitasking.
It won't let me pull it up the chat because I don't know our login info.
Okay. I'm not going to argue with you about this because it's dumb.
You're dumb. Anyway. So, yes, for the low price of... do you know how much our shirts cost?
$21. Plus, I don't know how much the shipping is, though.
So. Okay. For the low price of... Everyone... $9.99? No, $21.
Oh, $21.
Yes. For the low price of
$21,
you can own your own Our Bomb shirt. Also just released was the Ku Klux Kyle hoodie for the wrestling niche.
That was released,
wait, really?
Sadly. I don't even know why.
It was. So, and you know, before we get started, I just want to send a special congratulations to the one and only, thank God, there's only one of them, Kyle Robinson, who yesterday actually found a woman dumb enough to agree to marry his ugly ass.
Well, she is blind.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. And we got to have a little bit of fun yesterday on his behalf from the bet from last week's show. We did get control of his Facebook page. But not for the entire 24 hours yesterday.
Nope.
We got about 10 hours worth out of it. And then...
yeah, somebody got sand in their vagina.
Apparently one of his in-laws got sand in her vagina and blew a fucking gasket about it. So he had to take it back. So he still owes us about 14 hours.
Yep.
Now, he did, however, say he enjoyed a lot of what we were posting. So it's going to be fun when we get control. Probably when he gets back from his honeymoon.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Can we get this thing started? Because I want to get over with this at some point.
Wow. I guess so. Man, someone's cranky tonight.
I didn't get to watch Walking Dead yet, so
You haven't watched The Walking Dead?
No, I haven't got to watch it yet.
Oh my God. Well, you know the theme on The Talking Dead, don't you? Usually whoever dies is on the show.
Yeah.
Tyrese is on the show.
Okay.
Anyway, Heath, you got anything else you want to say?
Nope, absolutely not.
Ben's
I don't know if he's calling me a dick or you a dick.
Probably me. Adrian, you got anything else you want to say?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, I guess we'll start the timer. And another Monday Night Raw.
Now get the cards, the charts from my generation. I'll take them.
Oh, hey, we got someone else in the chat.
Oh, we do?
We do. The one and only Greg Snuffleupagus.
Hey, bulk up.
Greg's like eating good in the neighborhood. Monday Night Raw for whatever the fuck Monday's date was, because I don't remember dates anymore.
Apparently, I am now the dick, so and not you this time. So.
Oh, good, 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 good. Why are you the dick?
I can live with it. It's fine.
Ben, why is Adrian the dick for once? Because I'm okay with that. I really am.
I think it's because I was talking about Walking Dead. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. Big things from Monday Night Raw, fellas. What do we have? Oh, the biggest thing. Instead of it happening in SummerSlam, we had Dean Ambrose against Seth Rollins with the Dean Ambrose against John Cena for the contract on the pole match to face Seth Rollins at Hell in a Cell.
A contract on a pole.
Contract on a pole. Oh, that was our homework.
Yes, yeah, so we're going to talk about on the pole matches. That's right.
That's right. Okay, we're going to kind of wing it because I completely fucking forgot our homework for this week until we brought it up just now. Because then every time I thought, oh, something on a pole. Oh, Heath on a pole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so for whatever reason, they decided to have this on Monday Night Raw. And coal miner's glove on a pole. So for whatever reason, they decided it's on Monday Night Raw instead of the pay-per-view, which, whatever.
Probably a good choice.
Yeah. So they Cena and Ambrose have their usual, oh, I'm going to win. But that was actually before we had a match. Oh, shit, I completely forgot about that. Ambrose and Cena are out there, blah, 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 blah. And Triple H and Stephanie put a bet down on whether or not Cena and Ambrose could get along tonight and actually compete in a match. Their usual bet, $1. Yep. And it was Cena and Ambrose against the Usos and the Dustbusters.
Yes.
Which, just for the record, they did not lose their shit on each other. They actually won that match.
Yes, they did.
To which Triple H lost $1. And that's when he said, oh, you guys are going to fight later tonight and blah, blah, blah. So there we go.
Yeah, it was a decent match, at least, out of these two.
The actual match for the night, the main event?
Yeah. And actually, the tag team match really wasn't too bad, either. I mean, the wrestling was okay overall on it. It wasn't terrible.
No, it wasn't, and I really enjoyed that match. We had AJ Lee and Layla actually beat Paige and Alicia. Kind of wondering where this is going with the... Normally, we don't go too in-depth with Diva talk here. But trying to figure out where this is going. Because last week, or the week before, AJ Lee left Emma high and dry. And this week, Layla left AJ high and dry.
Yeah, but AJ won. And then Layla went down and beat her ass. Then AJ chased her down and beat her ass.
Yeah. No. AJ beat her ass.
That's what I just said.
I thought you said Layla beat her ass.
No,
okay.
No.
Okay, good.
But no, after the match, AJ did chase Layla up the ramp.
Yeah. Let's see. Good match, actually. One of the better Orton matches I've seen. Orton and Ziggler happened. not a bad match.
Orton, yeah, he's been RKOing everybody on the internet this week, right?
He has. I'm trying to figure out where this came from. This came out of nowhere, kind of like the RKO does. If you haven't seen the videos, where have you been?
Yeah, exactly.
The Orton RKO videos are freaking hilarious.
They are.
Some of the funniest things I've seen in a long time. But anyway, I don't know about you, but I really thought this match was fucking excellent.
Yeah, actually, I really enjoyed this match actually quite a bit. It was clearly the match of the night.
Orton kind of shine in this match.
Yeah, again, I can agree with that.
He looked good. He looked really good in this match, actually.
Ziggler looked really good in this match too, but
Ziggler looked phenomenal, man.
Ziggler. He's kind of in that weird spot at this point where he's losing, but he doesn't look bad losing at the same time. So as long as he doesn't like lose consistently, I don't think it's going to hurt him too much.
Well, he shouldn't be losing consistently because he is our Intercontinental Champion, mind you.
Yeah, but I mean, shouldn't and are often quite two different things with the WWE. Yeah, so
that is very true.
You're right. And partway through this match, Rollins came down, and at the end of the match, Rollins gave old Ziggler the curb stomp. So then Orton decided he was going to return the favor during the Seth Rollins match between Jack Swagger, and Orton was out there, and laid out Swagger with the RKO, and they got in each other's face, and trying to figure out when this one's going to come to blows.
Yeah.
I think Survivor Series, but that's just a guess on my part.
That's.
I think the Authority starts to fall apart at Survivor Series.
Maybe, but we thought the Authority was going to start falling apart like WrestleMania.
That is very true.
Well, but now you can actually see the seeds are planted for it to start really kind of happening, because Orton's kind of become the lone wolf of the Authority. That you definitely feel, you can definitely see the, like, I feel slighted coming out in Orton now.
I like Ben's comment here. Orton looks bored doing the same old stuff, and he gets a chance to go against someone different. He seems more into it.
Absolutely, and I think that Orton does rise to what he thinks is actually like a worthy challenge, and that's both good and a detriment at the same time, because you want your top stars to care every time they're in a match, not just when they think it's something that they would like to do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think I totally get what you're saying, and I think that this was probably the best thing they could have done for Orton going into the pay-per-view is put him in a good match against Dolph Ziggler like that.
Ziggler and Orton, classically, though, have had some really good matches.
Yeah, I think they just have that chemistry that works well together.
I can't argue with that at all. I think, I hate saying this because I don't want to jinx it, but I think Dolph is almost getting to that point where he's going to be getting into that next level maybe within the next year or two, I'm hoping.
God, I hope so. I really do. Because I think him as World Heavyweight Champ was good, but I with them only having the one title, he was definitely World Heavyweight Champ caliber material. I think he's right on that cusp of being actually world champion, and I think it'll be great. But here's the question. Is it going to be heel Ziggler or face Ziggler?
You know, I can see, you know, this. I don't think this is going to happen, but if they were going to do Brock Lesnar the same way they did Brock Lesnar last time, I could see Dolph Ziggler playing the Eddie Guerrero role.
I think that would actually be kind of cool to see those two go, because no one would expect Ziggler to pull that one out. And then at the very last second, Ziggler pulls it out.
Well, right, because nobody expected Eddie Guerrero to pull it out either. That was the.
Well, you're right.
I mean, if you go back, and I actually did go back and watch that match this week because, you know, Eddie Guerrero. It's one of Brock Lesnar's best matches, and B, it's just, you know, Eddie Guerrero, man, he was amazing.
That he was. Let's see. The fuck was that?
Someone won the lottery, probably, in the chat.
No?
Nope.
I don't know.
That's what I see.
Okay.
That's pretty quiet.
Yeah. Anyway,
But the only other thing worth on Raw that I know we didn't talk about here, the Big Show Rusev thing, where Big Show was going to tap out, but Mark Henry came in and stopped Rusev from beating on him.
Yeah, not really sure about that. I just don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with Rusev.
I think he's going to beat Show at Hell in a Cell still. Because I don't see Rusev losing until we get to like a major pay per view, whether that would be Survivor Series or Royal Rumble.
Possibly, okay. But who against who? That's what I have my problem with.
Yeah, because I mean, at this point, I mean, he's going up against the biggest person in.
He's going up against the two biggest guys on the roster, yeah. And he's beat them both.
Exactly.
So what would be next?
Yeah. Where do you go from there?
Sheamus. Go after the U.S. title.
Add injury to insult, him being Russian.
You could have the Irishman versus the Russian for the U.S. title.
I could see that.
And then let you know, and then he's disrespecting the U.S. title because he's, you know, it was like, oh, there's no American that can take this title from me. And they can make a run with it. I think it would be pretty good.
I don't know. Possibly. I'm not ruling it out. I think it'd be good to see these two. So, we'll wait and see, obviously. What I have really been enjoying, and I said this last week, was Sandow. The Miz against Sheamus happened again, and Sandow's out there just, he's doing his thing out there, and it's fantastic.
Oh, God, yeah. Damian is just, God, he needs to be in his own matches again.
I don't even know about that. It was a, I think he's doing good with what he's doing because of, I don't know, like, I really enjoy what he's doing, how he's emulating everything The Miz does. It's great.
It's
funny.
Almost to a T.
It is. It really is. And I don't want to say they may have found his niche in the company, but they just might have. I mean, he's out there on a weekly basis.
Yes.
He's entertaining us. He's getting over by doing what The Miz is doing. How much longer till these two split?
I think it might happen eventually. I could see a face turn for him. I'd be getting tired of being the Miz's lackey eventually, because I think that could happen, but I don't see how that's going to happen anytime soon or not. It very much reminds me a little bit of the Virgil Million Dollar Man a little bit.
Really?
That same kind of chemistry.
Really?
A little bit. Where it's not exactly the same because, you know, The Miz, he's a stunt double, not like his servant. But I think eventually Sandow, and it could be 4 or 5 months from now still, is going to be tired of The Miz and turn on him.
I could see him being in there getting the shit beat out of him. Like, The Miz getting the shit beat out of him by, like, I don't know, like Big Show or someone like that. And The Miz tells Sandow, you know, get in there and do your job. And The Miz and Sandow be like, fuck you, I'm out. And, like, serve him up to Big Show or whoever. You know what I mean? I can definitely see that happening. And then cutting a promo. I'm tired of being your lackey. I carried you and blah, 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 or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I would be okay with possibly seeing that. Ben, why can't wrestlers just part ways? Why has it always got to come to turns?
Well, I mean, and that does work occasionally. I'm trying to think of some good instances where that happened, and... it didn't feel awkward.
Didn't Miz and Morrison?
No, they did not part ways amicably. Miz turned on Morrison.
That's right.
Christian turned on Edge.
Rhodes Scholars turned on each other at Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Primetime
players turned on each other.
I got it. Dolph Ziggler and Big E.
They actually did have a feud a little bit because it was at SummerSlam, if you remember, it was Big E and AJ versus Caitlyn and Dolph.
Well, shit.
I mean, they're cool now, it seems like, but yeah, that,
Yeah, now that they've all gone their own separate way, basically.
Don't you feel bad for Big E?
He seems to have lost all momentum he had a year ago.
He did. I can't think of any that have just kind of parted ways.
I'm racking my brain on this now. We'll see if something comes up later on it. Well, you know what? We can look into that maybe for something to talk about in a couple weeks after we get past Hell in a Cell.
Okay, we can do that. But let's talk about the main event of the night.
Yes. Because who cares about that even match that happened afterwards?
Yeah, you know, technically, hang on, and this isn't true. He just brought up the Shield could have went their separate ways, but they did fuck that up. But part of the Shield did separate amicably, and that was Roman Reigns and Ambrose. They did part ways, and they haven't had anything to really do with each other.
But they're not going after each other.
They haven't gone after each other either.
Yep.
But, I mean, it doesn't work wholly yet because, of course, you had Seth Rollins. So it's not a true...
Well, two of the three members parted ways amicably, I guess.
Right.
Cesaro and Paul Heyman seem to part ways amicably.
Yeah. What about Curtis Axel and Paul Heyman?
I mean, I guess they...
And Ryback? Wasn't Ryback part of them, too?
Actually, Ryback still went off on their own pretty much completely. Like, they, like, it was like, yeah, we're just going to be our own tag team.
Yeah, so there was a couple.
But they weren't actually, that wasn't a wrestler, that was a wrestler and a manager, though, so it wasn't exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what, like I said, we're going to have to think about this a little bit, I think.
Main event of the night was the contract on the pole match, John Cena against Dean Ambrose. Short fucking match. It really was.
Yeah, it did not last very long.
I figured it would.
I don't think it needed to either, though. That was kind of the thing with it.
No, because the match starts and out comes, or right before the match starts, out comes the Authority. All of them.
Yeah.
And, of course, they got involved, and, you know, Ambrose ends up winning. I like the way he did it, too. Cena got distracted. He was giving the FU to Kane, was it?
Yes.
The AA on Kane.
Yeah, he was giving the FU to Kane, and Ambrose just kind of ran up and grabbed the contract. And then they went off the air by them taunting the Authority. Now, I got a question for you. Earlier in the night, Randy Orton was like, you know what? The winner of that match is going to face Seth Rollins, but the loser of that match is going to face me in the main event at Hell in a Cell. How the hell do you lose a match and end up in the main event?
Well, we don't know for sure that that's going to be the last match at this point yet, first off.
But that's what they were saying.
Well, yeah, and I understand that. Well, I mean, there's been worse chances of this, though. Remember when Ryback lost to Mark Henry at WrestleMania but had the title match against John Cena the next month?
Yeah, I do remember that.
I actually have an example, Jason.
What?
For a team that split up amicably and didn't have an issue. Okay. Bret Hart and Jim the Anvil Neidhart.
Oh, yeah, they did. What about the Rocker? Oh, wait.
But that's about the only thing I can think of.
Money Inc. Well, that was more.
But they didn't really go their separate ways because Money Inc. became Million Dollar Man as just a manager, but IRS was still managed by him. So,
well, DiBiase retired too, so I guess that doesn't work. British Bulldog and Lex Luger doesn't really work because Luger kind of jumped ship to WCW.
Yeah,
I mean technically, they crossed paths again. Bulldog didn't ever. Did he jump ship?
Bulldog did jump ship, but, I mean, they never really interacted. And I don't know, like 2 years later, I don't think it really counts.
Yeah, we're going to have to really think about this one. So, the fuck was that? Oh,
But anyway, Raw. Pretty much wrapped it up.
I did enjoy, there was one point in time where they had the interview with, Todd Chrisley from Chrisley Knows Best or something like that.
I was going to talk about that in a segment in just a minute.
Oh, we're holding off on that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, with that being said, I guess we will. Move on to Adrian's fifth segment because he named it. Your weekly dose of What Stinks. Take it away, Adrian.
Alright, so my What Stinks this week was the Todd Chrisley interview, which just didn't feel quite right at all.
Okay.
I mean, the guy sounded like he was being force-fed the lines, kind of. It didn't really feel natural.
Okay.
I don't know, I just thought it seemed kind of odd, just like a cheap plug for the show.
Well, of course it's going to be a cheap plug for the show.
But I will say the guys behind him were very entertaining. Jason, take
that
away.
Yeah, so oh, yeah. That's what I was going to talk about there. So they had the interview with this guy and his kid, and I guess the guys behind him caught on. They're doing an interview or something, and oh my god, the hand gestures these guys were doing. This guy looked like he was sucking an air dick, and you know he was like pointing at the guy and like, oh, suck a dick, and like you know splooging all over the place. And, oh my god, it was
it
fucking
was ridiculous.
Great. Go on Google and see if you can't Google that Todd Chrisley Monday Night Raw interview and just see what I'm talking about. It is fucking hilarious. He got so bad that they were still kind of talking to him, and they went to the ring. They got off that camera angle, which was kind of funny. So, okay, my what stinks. I am so fucking sick and tired of the fucking Total Divas. Why the fuck do they have to have a goddamn tag team match?
Tell what I was going to talk about.
Okay, since Heath actually had something. Go ahead, Heath. Why don't you take it away? I'll come up with something else.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Total Divas...
You guys can't have the same thing. It's fine.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, I mean, this was just terrible. You have to have somebody from the Real Housewives of Atlanta be in the good girls corner.
Yeah, NeNe Leakes.
I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah, I had no idea who that was.
The only reason I know who she was because I watched several years of The Celebrity Apprentice. One year they had Goldberg on there, another year they had Maria on there, and she was on one of those seasons. I don't remember which season, but she was on there with one of them. Okay. And what's the word? Oh, bitch is the word I'm looking for.
Okay.
Yeah, I understand that I said this last week. I understand that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Really do. And you're trying to reach out to women and blah, blah, blah. Don't forget about your core fucking fan base.
That is very true.
Okay, you know what? You got your, well, were you going to do the Total Divas or were you doing the Real Housewife thing?
Well, I mean, just that whole segment of...
Okay, my problem I'm having, my what stinks is just they're fucking the people they're bringing in for this shit.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? It's like, don't fucking alienate your target audience, your target crowd. I don't care about NeNe Leakes. I don't give a shit about Kathy Lee and whatever the fuck her name is. I don't give two shits about them. You know, you bring in Joan London, you know, to start the month off or whatever. I get that. She's fighting breast cancer right now. That's cool. I get that. Shout out to them. Kudos to them for doing that. But don't fucking bring in Kathy Lee and, you know, who the fuck else are they bringing out this week? Do we know who they're bringing out?
I don't know.
I don't know. I can look into it for you.
I have an idea.
See, they need to take a page from Sausage Fest. That's what they need to do.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, I mean, just the fact, you know, I mean...
have a shit ton of alcohol there? Make it all more bearable? They do. They charge $6 a pop for it, Heath, and it's called beer. Not good beer, either. I mean, what the hell? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I'm checking something here.
Okay.
Yeah, never mind. Okay.
All right.
Anywho, do we have any what stinks from the crowd or from the chat? Probably not.
We do not now.
God damn you, Greg.
Nobody?
Nobody.
Damn it.
All right, we're going to move on then.
Ah.
Can you dig it, sucker?
All right. Heath, you got anything? We'll come back to you. Adrian, you got something?
I do have something. All right. So, can you dig it? The Royal Rumble has 40 people in it this year.
Okay.
That's the rumor going around.
Right.
The last three spots are going to go to Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, and somebody making a WWE return not expected. I'm going to guess just out of the blue curtain right now.
I can definitely agree on two of those. It's the third one I'm not sure about because I haven't heard much on the rumor mill.
There's reports that Angle is staying with TNA, so I don't think I can dig that one.
I'm going to dig it anyway.
Now, take away Kurt Angle and say that it's Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan in the ring with, like, say, a member of the Authority? Oh, I'll dig that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And that'll be great. Like, if he's in there with Randy Orton or Seth Rollins even? Yeah, that'll be awesome. Who wins that one?
Or what if it comes down to Ambrose, Reigns, and Rollins?
Oh... That would be awesome. And at which point in time, I would just be sitting there dancing saying, I told you so, Adrian. Told you these guys were the future. Told you they were. And you're like, oh, no, they're not. Just want to point out I was right on that one. Heath, you got anything yet?
Something quick. Just we're going to finally see the culmination of all these vignettes from or these promos from the Wyatts happen at Hell in a Cell.
Actually, that makes sense. I can be on board
with that. It does. That was actually a good one. That was something I forgot to cover, was all the promos are getting better and better.
Yeah. I mean, we finally reached Bray himself as far as, you know, each week, you know, it seemed like it was showcasing, like, okay, we had Luke Harper and then Eric Rowan and now Bray. But they're kind of hinting about Sister Abigail, which makes you wonder,
can you dig it?
Are we going to see?
Sister Abigail is really Stephanie McMahon.
No.
No? Really?
No. I would really hope somebody else. I would really hope it would be an up-and-coming female wrestler, at the least.
Charlotte. Nothing? I thought you guys...
I don't think that makes any kind of sense whatsoever.
Who is it, Adrian?
I don't know. I don't think it would be Charlotte, though, because she seems to have an own built-in gimmick of she's Ric Flair's daughter. Why would you mess with that?
I don't know. I'm just throwing the name out there. Who else could it be?
I don't know either. I'm not sure yet.
I think,
I don't think she's going to be a real person. That's the thing. I don't... I don't think Sister Abigail is going to be an actual person.
Watch her be one of those, like, fucking dolls from, like, Annabelle or something like that.
I would not be happy, but I would understand it, but I wouldn't like it.
Why wouldn't you like it?
I hate fucking dolls.
I think a lot of people really do, especially this time of year.
Even though it's on TV and it's Monday Night Raw, it would still freak you out to see a goddamn doll on there.
I can't watch Annabelle previews, Jason.
What? You and Esther both. Why? I don't understand it.
Jason, I've got to explain myself to you.
Actually, I'm asking you to, really.
You got to realize dolls...
I'm not going to, so...
Dolls like that are really fucking creepy. I can handle it. Myself, I can handle it. It's like, all right, it's a doll. I'll just burn it. Salt it and burn it.
I don't understand. I mean, it's whatever. Whatever, kids. I guess we'll move on. We didn't get anything in the chat, so...
Nope, neither one.
No. Okay. It's like nobody wants to...
No one wants to play with us.
Come on. We're supposed to be the most interactive show on the network.
Can you dig it? Sister Abigail is karma.
That's a thought that
I
have.
No, I can't dig it.
I mean, I wish it would happen, but I'm
not 100% sure why it would be karma or Awesome Kong or whatever you want to refer to her as. I'm just not sure why it would be her. I mean, they'll have it make sense. I'm sure they will, but...
She just has that personality to go with that.
Really? You think so?
No, not at all, but...
I don't think so, but... I don't know.
Whenever she came out as Karma, that was, like, fucked up. I mean, she didn't care about the Divas whatsoever. I mean...
Beth Phoenix, no, she's busy being married to Edge.
Yeah.
I'd love to see it be Beth, but... She's too busy popping out kids and...
Right.
You know, being the rated R wife, so whatever. We're gonna move on. I need proof of this. It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Jizz Jams.
Jizz Jams! He's looking all over Todd Chrisley's face.
Wow. Holy shit.
Even how did that go again? Funny.
I'm not doing a repeat, man. It's fine.
Oh, goddammit. Here's how this game works. We're going to play Jason Heath 3 theme songs. If he can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he wins himself a shit-free show.
And from what I gather from earlier, as far as me picking...
At random.
Yeah, I apparently don't stand a chance.
Oh, you're fucked, buddy.
You don't stand a chance most weeks, and that's when you get current stuff.
Yeah, you're fucked, buddy. You ready for the first one?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Feel free to play along in whatever chat room you're in. This one's kind of boring. And your time starts now.
I have a guess on this one, but I don't know if I'm right or not.
God, I don't know. But yeah, that one is very, very boring. It's like, it's the same thing over and over and over.
It was. It was very boring.
That person even make it long?
Can he guess it? What'd you say?
Did that person even make it long?
Oh yeah, he was in there for a while.
Okay.
it was not that person.
I really don't have a guess. Sorry.
I can tell you it was not Ron Simmons. Adrian, what was your guess?
My guess is Rhino.
It was. It was his first theme.
You know what? And I didn't even have I didn't even pre-hear any of the themes you picked either. So I know. I have no idea what you're playing.
That was not. Now this was his most recent one. Which sounds a lot like it still. But, you know, they managed to pretty it up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for number two?
Yeah, let's go for it.
You are fucked.
Yeah.
You picked them.
I know what my first thought is, but that's almost too obvious.
And your time starts now.
Do I even say it?
You have a lifeline that you haven't used in like a month. Showing you are wrong.
I have a guess on this one again, but I don't know if I'm right or not.
Throw it out there, Adrian.
Well, I'm not going to say it until after...
Well, no, in the one of the chats.
I mean, I'm just going to say my first guess, but I'm sure it's going to be wrong. Honky Tonk Man. But you got to admit, it does sound like a theme for him.
Ben, it was not Johnny B. Badd. Adrian, what was your guess?
Ronnie Garvin.
The correct answer we're looking for was the Fabulous Moolah.
Really?
God yes. Damn it. You're right. I recognize it now that you've
wow.
said it.
It is the Fabulous Moolah.
During the 80s?
Actually, that was the theme she was using when she came out still.
Yeah.
Okay.
I as soon as you said it, I'm like... God, I know that. And I'm like, it's not trying to be bad, though. I'm like, God, what do I know that from?
That's why. And here's number three for shits and giggles.
All right. Well, definitely a military theme.
Right. Wow.
It's not Hide and Run.
Nope. Adrian has it correct. Adrian, go ahead and tell him what it is.
No.
He's already lost the game.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I can't believe I got that right.
This was a group known as the Truth Commission.
Oh, wow.
Now, you're asking yourself, because I can tell by the look on your face, who the fuck was the Truth Commission?
I remember Kurgan was one of the Truth Commission.
Kurgan was one of the Truth Commission. This was, they debuted in 96 and disbanded in 98. You had the Commandant, who, I don't remember who the fuck these guys are. Wow, he was a nobody. Okay. Yeah, he was a nobody. We had Kurgan, the interrogator. We had Recon. Who the fuck was Recon? Barry Buchanan. Oh, Bo Buchanan. That's who Recon was.
Bo Buchanan. I remember. I was thinking there was another guy that went there that was a.
Let's see. We had Sniper. Who Luke Poirier?
He was an independent wrestler.
He was. He was Mass Marvel, Rocky Montana. Okay. So he was a nobody. We also had Tank.
Who was Mantar.
Tank was Mantar. You're right. I forgot about him. And finally, last but not least, the Jackal.
Don Callis. Who was also Cyrus the Virus.
He was Cyrus the Virus in ECW.
Probably his more famous role, for sure.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he was more well known as Cyrus the Virus than anything else. He was.
See, I knew him as the Jackal.
I don't remember him much as the Jackal, just because I don't remember a whole lot about the Truth Commission. But I just remember mainly his role as Cyrus the Virus, because he was the one that canceled ECW on TNA or TNT.
Yeah, you're right. So that's who the Truth Commission was. That was in the Attitude Era at its finest.
Yep.
Their cheesy kind of gimmick stuff. Mantar. Uh-huh. God, that's a name I forgot about.
Mantar.
Mantar. We're going to move on.
Time to get school.
It's time for This Week in Wrestling History with your host, the Professor Adrian Masters.
All right, guys. So I'll start off like I usually do with birthday. October 13th, Killer Kowalski.
Happy birthday.
October 14th, Blackjack Lanza and Stacy Keebler.
Happy birthday, Stacy Keebler. I'd like to give her vagina a birthday licking. Whew,
those legs, too.
Let me take a look here. And that's actually the only two wrestling birthdays we got this week.
Well, that would be three, but okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the only three, but wow, we got a lot of famous deaths this week, too.
Oh, really? This week more famous for deaths than his births. Never.
Captain Lou Albano passed away October 2009, October 14th, of a second heart attack at 76.
Damn. Rest in peace.
The patriarch of the Hart family, Stu Hart, passed away at 88 after suffering a stroke on August 16th, 2003.
Damn.
Can't believe it's been that long
and
ago.
August 19th, 2003, 3 days after Stu Hart, Road Warrior Hulk passed away after suffering a heart attack.
Jesus Christ. Hulk's been dead 11 years?
Yeah.
Good God.
All right, there are some notable matches we'll talk about here for just a minute. First off, we have the October 17th, 1999, WWF held No Mercy.
That was the first one, wasn't it?
No Mercy is famous for the first ever tag team ladder match between the Hardy Boys and Edge and Christian.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
There, which Ben says, there's almost no way Stacy Keebler's vagina doesn't smell and taste outstanding.
I gotta agree with that.
I would have to as well.
Yep.
You were saying...
The other match I want to talk about here for just a minute is there was also a terrible match that we've never seen again since then, I believe.
Oh, God,
October 19th, 2003.
I thought it was the monster truck thing at Halloween Havoc.
No, I think that's going to be next week.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Adrian. Oh, wait. Hold on. Was it the Kennel from Hell match?
No.
Damn it.
Okay, it was the biker chain match between Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker.
Oh, my God.
We're talking biker taker, aren't we?
Yes.
I think...
why did he ever do that?
I don't know. But I don't... Yeah, that was a part of his career I can just not remember and be okay with.
But that's the majority of it. And this is only significant because it was Daniel Bryan's first ROH World Heavyweight title defense as he, Bryan Danielson, defeated Austin Aries.
Really?
On October 14, 2005.
Interesting.
And that's this week.
And that was This Week in Wrestling History with your host, the Professor Adrian Masters. All right. We'll move on.
So we got two things left to talk about.
We do.
Which one do you want to do first? You want to do the pre-picks, or do you want to do the... Welcome to the panic room.
We're getting our ho-ho right now.
Sorry, I was finishing up a ho-ho there. Okay. 2014 Hell in a Cell happens next Sunday night. Live. From where the fuck it is, I don't remember.
$9.99.
No, it's not happening. You know what's better than $9.99, Adrian?
$9.98.
$21.
Yep.
Why is it better?
Because you can get your very own Our Bomb t-shirt for $21.
Good God.
Shameless self-promotion.
You want a million of them? That's fine. You can get a million of them. 21 million bucks.
Exactly.
Why not? You know?
Anyway.
Shameless plugging.
Yes.
Also, don't forget, women, if you have a problem covering your pussies, order yourself a pair of Classics Angels thongs. Because just remember, you can have Michael Classic all over your pussy.
And ladies, if you would like to, or men in prison and in gay nightclubs all across America, get your own Heath's Heartthrob boxers.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
No. No.
Because then that way everyone can really put semen all over Heath.
Oh. Okay.
It's great. Totally ordering a shirt next week when I get paid, too. That's going to be
great. All right, Hell in a Cell, let's talk about
Hell
this.
Hell in a Cell from wherever the fuck it's going to be. There are these ladies. Where are these ladies? I have no clue. I'm trying to find the lady that can't cover her pussy anyway. Anyway, so Hell in a Cell happens next week. We have a total of five matches announced.
Five matches officially booked, and I think there's one that's all but booked but hasn't been announced yet.
Okay. Take it away.
All right, so first one we'll talk about here is the match that no one wants to see, Nikki versus Brie, for the winner gets to have the other one be their personal assistant.
Ah, damn it.
Apparently, I missed that one.
God, apparently, I wish I could just skip this shit.
I missed the stipulation. Let me rephrase that. You know, Adrian, it could be worse on this match. Because it was rumored it was going to happen in a cell. Thank God it did not.
Yeah, probably.
Divas
that's
on a
for
cell?
The best.
Yeah, no.
So, is there any way that Nikki doesn't win this match? I don't think.
Absolutely not. I mean, wait, what? You think Nikki's going to win this one?
Yeah. How often does the face win the personal assistant match? Or, you know, the stupid match like this? It never happens.
Oh, yeah, okay. I was thinking maybe Brie wins and then this is the end of it, you know, but I get, God, you're right. Ugh. Nikki's going to win this one.
Most likely, I think Nikki Bella wins.
I agree.
Brie will be good, but I she's been better for sure. Actually, I think both the Bellas are actually getting better in the ring, and I think it's starting to show a little bit, but I just don't think that this match is going to be pretty good, but I think Nikki's got to win this match. Especially since she's lost, like, every part of this feud so far.
Yeah, I don't think that there's any way possible this... Ugh, God. I'm so sick of this. I'll be honest with you. I really just don't care right now.
Yeah, me neither, but whatever. All right, next match. Did anybody not pick Nikki Bella here?
I'm going Nikki.
Nikki.
Hey, you know, what does Monday Night Raw and... what's the difference between Monday Night Raw and Nikki Bella?
I don't know. What?
Monday Night Raw has a ring.
Oh. I saw that earlier.
I saw that, too. That was funny as hell. Anyway, continue. Next match.
Next match. Big Show versus Rusev.
Oh, jeez. I mean, I'm wanting to see Big Show win because otherwise we're back to that same question. It's like, who does he face off against if he doesn't win?
God. I think Rusev's going to win. You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Chair scooted, sorry.
No, oh, okay. Right. Man, there's no good way for this to happen. Either Rusev loses the match, and then the Rusev thing's done. Or Rusev wins the match, and then we kind of don't know where to go from there. Because, honestly, if Rusev wins this thing against the Big Show, who's really next? I mean, there's
I think it's got to be Sheamus in the U.S. title, man. But I mean, that's got to be it.
Yeah, I guess I could stretch that out for a while.
Because I figure you could have, and then it could actually lead to, you know, a match at Survivor Series where they're doing like a, it's, you know, Sheamus ends up losing to Rusev and Rusev's team wins or something. And then like a TLC, then you end up with a table match between Sheamus and Rusev.
Okay, all right. Hey, we lost the chat again. Awesome. Okay, all right. Possibly. I think officially I'll pick Rusev.
Oh yeah, maybe all the way. I think Rusev has to win this to keep going. I think it's Rusev. I think then it's on to a U.S. title feud.
I believe so.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be Rusev.
All right. Next up, Adrian.
Next up, The Miz versus Sheamus for the U.S. title.
I'm gonna have to go. God, I really, really, really want The Miz to. How the fuck do you go from winning the Intercontinental title to losing the Intercontinental title? Now you're fighting for the U.S. title. First off, that's my gripe with this.
It's bad booking for sure, but I mean the matches have been pretty good between these two. But I guess I got to pick Sheamus here since I think he's in a fight with Rusev over the U.S. title. So
yeah, I think with our story that we pretty much have to pick Sheamus.
Yeah.
However, I think we. Do you guys think it's too soon to see the groundwork for Miz and Sandow to do the old split of Rooney?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Well, actually, I don't know because I mean I got to tell you, the crowd has been really, really been getting behind Damian. A lot.
Yeah, but
this past
how weeks. Often do they listen to the crowd, Jason?
I know, but still,
not very.
Exactly.
All right,
I'm gonna say Sheamus.
I figured you would. Moving on.
All right, moving on. We have our. I want to go and bring up the match that isn't announced officially yet, but is looking likely to happen.
Okay.
Dolph Ziggler versus Cesaro for the Intercontinental title.
I would really like to see Cesaro win a title. He's lost like 14 straight title matches. I think number 15 will be the one.
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to go Cesaro on that match if it happens?
I think so.
Yeah. Cesaro. Cesaro?
Yeah. He needs to have a title. I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, I'm going to be on Ziggler Island by myself. Because I think if Ziggler keeps holding on and keeps retaining the Intercontinental title, I think it helps build up the prestige of the Intercontinental title again. So I'm going to go with Ziggler.
Yeah, but every time we go that route with our assumptions and, oh, this guy's going to win because he's going to bring prestige back to... We were all on Big E when he was the Intercontinental champ last summer. And we're all like, oh, this is going to be a good thing and blah, 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 blah.
Okay, well, let me ask you this, Jason.
What?
Do you feel the Intercontinental title is a stronger title now than it was a year ago?
Yes and no. It has to be because there's no world heavyweight title anymore. So there has to be more prestige in both the U.S. and the Intercontinental belts. Is it successfully being done? No. I don't think so. So, no. I'm going to go no.
Yeah, I'm going to... I'm kind of on the fence on this myself, really. It's like, since more people know that wrestling isn't as, like, legitimate as it, or, you know, more people are aware of it, that it's not completely real like it was, it kind of takes away some of the mystique and mystery out of the, like, middle card titles.
Yeah.
So, it doesn't feel like they mean as much, I guess. I think that's hurt it more than anything else, probably. But, that said... I think that the matches that we've had for the Intercontinental title over the last 6 months have been pretty good, solidly. So I think it's a good thing.
All right. Hey, to each his own.
And I think Ziggler retains.
Okay. Moving on.
All right. So now we got Hell in a Cell match number one. We're going to go Dean Ambrose versus Seth Rollins.
Man, I almost want to say we could have a repeat. Well, no, that ain't going to happen because Brock Lesnar's not going to be there. Oh, God. I don't know who's going to win this one.
I'm going to be going against the grain on this one probably because as far as what they're going to have the outcome actually be. But I'm just going to say Ambrose.
Ugh. Adrian, who are you picking in this one?
I'm actually going to pick Rollins. They've booked him to look fairly weak over the last thing, few months. I think it's going to be a lot of shenanigans involved in this somehow. And Ambrose, it's not going to be a clean win, but I think that Rollins really needs the win here. So I'm going to go Rollins.
I think I agree with you a little bit more. This is Ambrose doesn't have to win to keep his momentum, but I absolutely think that Rollins has to win this one to keep him where he's at.
I think it's going to look like Ambrose should win. Like he's going to have Rollins like dead to rights, but through the hook and crook of the authority, Ambrose wins. The only way I could see him not winning is if Orton is supposed to help Rollins win, and he messes that up somehow, whether by accident or on purpose, thus causing Rollins to cause him to lose against Cena, creating some more turmoil for the authority going into Survivor Series.
All right, I think so.
I think Rollins wins this match, though, still. I think that's the more likely outcome.
All right. Moving on.
Then the main event, most likely, we have is going to be John Cena and Randy Orton, Hell in a Cell.
I'm going to say Orton.
Ugh, God. I don't know who...
For what it's worth in the chat, Benjamin also says that he agrees that Rollins win. Ambrose is a top draw right now, and the one loss won't hurt him, and I agree.
I think so. I think Orton needs this win more than Cena does, but I don't think it'll happen. I think Cena's going to pull this one out.
You know what I could see also happening is Orton helps Rollins win, and then Rollins screws Orton out of and makes him lose to Cena.
And it starts the groundwork for the implosion. Yeah. I think that would be the right way to go with it. Whether or not it would really happen is completely... I don't know. That would be the proper way to do it.
Yeah, but they don't always do it the proper way. But I'm going to pick it because that's the way it should happen. So I'm picking John Cena over Randy Orton.
Okay, sounds good. So that was... there'll probably be another match or maybe two announced. I don't know. I think AJ's going to defend the title.
I was going to say, yeah, we don't have a Divas match in there yet, so...
Or a tag team match either.
I know. So I expect those matches to be announced tomorrow, if I had to guess.
If I had to make a... I agree with Benjamin also on this as well. Orton face turn, not entirely, but I do agree that Orton makes a better tweener character than anything else. He's not a great heel, he's not a great face, but he's a great middle ground character that can just go either way at any time.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, God, I don't like Orton as a face, but I'd be okay with a tweener role. I really would. All right, so we're going to move on. We are going to move on to...
This past Monday, we had a contract on a bowl match, which was okay, but short, thankfully. But we were talking last week about some of the other less-than-stellar pole matches. So I actually have looked up a few of these, and I got them for you here, guys.
All right.
Okay.
So we'll start off with probably the most famous bad on a pole match, WCW, Judy Bagwell on a pole.
Oh, my God. That was terrible.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't remember the exact story behind it, but, yeah, they put Buff Bagwell's mom on a pole in the winter. Yes, it was just like anything else on a pole.
Wow.
Match.
Yeah, it was a less than stellar match, to be sure. It's exactly what you would think it was. Which was them putting her like on a ring pole, like outside the ring, like they put her on a forklift, basically, so she could stand on it. But she was attached to this pole.
I'm going to go. A terrible one here was actually a it was a Divas match. It looked like it was December of 2011.
Okay.
It was a Divas mistletoe on a pole match.
That was pretty bad.
Nine Divas. And Brie Bella ended up
using Joe's Prego home style.
God damn it. Stupid ass.
That was me. That was me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was looking up. It was Buff Bagwell versus Canyon in the Judy Bagwell on a pole match.
Horrible. The winner of the Divas match here was Brie Bella, and it earned her a free kiss from any superstar of her choosing.
Really?
Yeah. Between then and Christmas, and nothing ever materialized. So, yeah. Go for it, Adrian.
All right, so another one I want to talk about here is the Billy Kidman, Shane Douglas, Viagra on a pole match.
Oh, God.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Viagra on a pole.
All right, here's the storyline. All right, Shane Douglas and Billy Kidman were in the middle of a long feud. In July, one angle was that Douglas had a sex tape with Kidman's valet, Tori Wilson, where Kidman had problems. Thus, Ernest the Cat Miller, then commissioner, set up this match. The match itself isn't great, but here's the interesting ending. Kidman grabbed the Viagra, but after coming down from the ropes, Douglas caught him and used the franchiser, breaking the bottle in the process. Even though the bottle was really never used, nor did Douglas get the pin, as you typically see in the pole matches, he still won the match nonetheless, thanks to Tori, who distracted the referee.
Wow.
What's even worse about this world match is the puns that were used throughout it by the commentators.
Oh, God.
If you wish to watch this, you can see it from the Bash at the Beach 2000 event.
You can watch
it on WWE Network 4. $9.99.
I've got another one from 2000 as well. It was from Super Brawl that year. It was between Big Al and Tank Abbott. This was a leather jacket on a pole match.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, and the bad thing here was that they strapped each other's hands with a leather belt, and they could only trade left-hand punches throughout the entire match.
Wow.
It was a bad match.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Can't imagine why that company went out of business. Go ahead, Adrian.
You know, back in old 2000, they did a lot of really bad things in WCW. And a lot of those things were pole matches, apparently. Because we also have the pinata on a pole match.
We're on the same fucking article, aren't we?
Probably so.
Just
They had five luchadors battle out for a pinata that contained $10,000 hanging from a pole. On commentary during this match was Ed Ferreira dressed up as Oklahoma, which was horrible because he was also mocking J.R. Bell's palsy. It was just atrocious. To top it off, the match, Dr. Death Steve Williams came in and injured all of the cruiserweights.
Good grief!
So I've got one for you.
All right.
The San Francisco 49ers match, Booker T versus Jeff Jarrett. This was surprise, surprise, October of 2000. And Booker T and Jeff Jarrett battled for the vacant WCW championship in what was known as the San Francisco 49ers match. Here's how this match worked, Heath. You ready for this?
Yes.
Four boxes hang in each corner of the ring.
Okay.
And three boxes are, quote-unquote, weapons to use against your opponent. The fourth box holds the WCW Championship belt. Whoever grabs the box with the belt first, the first one to grab it wins, okay? The match started off, an old woman at ringside tried to hit Jarrett with a bag, legitimately.
Okay.
And that was really the highlight of the match.
okay.
Let's see. Jarrett actually got Irish whipped into a corner and caused one of the boxes to fall. It fell. And he grabbed the box, and the box had a blow-up doll. Yes, Heath, a blow-up doll was in this box.
Wow.
The next box Booker T grabbed, and he found a picture of Scott Hall.
To use as a weapon.
Yes.
So the third box.
Let's see. I'm trying to figure out what it was. Oh, he goes to the third box and finds a coal miner's glove.
From the coal miner glove on a pole match at Halloween Havoc 92.
Yes. And let's see. Who actually won that match? I don't even remember who.
Sting beat Jake the Snake Roberts originally in that one.
Oh, I was talking this one. Booker T. No. Oh, yeah, Booker T. Booker T went to grab the last box, but it fell out of the box. It fell out of the box outside the ring. And the ring announcer they had actually picked up the belt and handed it to Booker T.
And Booker T was declared the winner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was bad.
This is WCW 2000, folks. It was bad.
There's a reason I don't remember most of it. So
I think I even actually remember that.
Yeah. We're done. Oh, yep. Wait. I'm getting not a great look from Gene Wilder. Hold on. All right, go ahead.
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
He's a little late on that.
Yes, you may. Well, he's been giving me the evil eye, and I fucking forgot about him over there.
Oh, okay.
So it can't go. You can't go without hearing that you're a loser.
Yeah, that's
each
true.
Week. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right, Adrian, what we got coming up on the network?
Well, tomorrow around 3 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Central, you get Talk TNA
No. 4 Eastern, 3 Central.
Whatever. Doesn't matter. 4 Eastern, 3 Central.
Thank you. Talk TNA with
all right, Dave and Claudio.
There you go.
You can check their site out at TalkTNA.com. Where's the TalkTNApodcast.com?
Check our website.
And you can download after the show finishes recording from our website here at PWPop.com.
Next.
Tuesdays, you get FTW at FTW.com. You can also send them at FTWLive.com at 8, 7 Central. Join Garvin, Nick, and the boys over there as they talk wrestling in a much more organized fashion than we do here.
Than really any of us do.
Yeah, that's pretty much true.
PW Pop, we're the ADD of wrestling people.
I don't know if that's true for Greg, though. Greg's actually pretty on target with this stuff.
Well, it's because Greg's good.
That's true. Wednesday nights, you get at 8, 7 Central, Shooting for the Hip with Dan Phillips, Sean Brown, and Michael Classic.
I hear, through the grapevine, it was on the Facebooks, that Kyle Robinson now has a matching Taco Tramp stamp that matches Sean Brown's.
That's
really?
I didn't know.
I heard that. I don't know. And also, I don't know if you read this, Adrian. Didn't Kyle say sometimes when he's alone he likes to dress up as Angelina Jolie and pretend that he's being taken by Brad Pitt?
Well, speaking of Kyle, their show, The Wrestling Niche, is on the Thursdays at 9, 8 Central.
Are they going back to Thursdays? Like this is
they,
a
they are, yeah. And okay. I'm just trying to get through these, Jason, so we can be done.
Okay.
And then Friday night or Saturday night is Respect the Mat with Greg and El Duce.
And keep an eye out for something by Kevin Crittenden?
Yeah, I think that one's the one that's going to be on Saturday night, but that I don't know, it's not officially done for sure yet.
Yeah.
So.
And then check out our website, Classics Angels. Paul Jordan does our writing, blah, blah, blah. You can send us an email at thearbomb@gmail.com, like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes. Review the show, blah, 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 blah.
Check out PWPop.com.
Yes, check out PWPop.com. Buy your Hourbomb t-shirt for a whopping $21.
I also want to talk next Sunday. I believe there will be a pre-show before the pay-per-view with Jake and Gray because they are going to continue that. And also they will do commentary during the pay-per-view, I believe, again.
All right.
And then follow us on the post-show as we will cover the post-events of Hell in a Cell. Starting, about 10 to 15 minutes after the pay-per-view ends.
Yes. We'll try to be more on the ball on that. But let me think here. I ain't got anything else. I think we're done. Feel like I'm forgetting something, but I guess I'm not. So, am I forgetting anything, guys?
I don't think so.
Okay. I don't think so. All right.
Once again, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Albert, saying adios, motherfuckers.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big Aider Master says goodbye to go find his smile.
Wow, you still haven't found that thing?
I have not.
You still have blood in your semen?
It is more, I don't want to talk about that right now.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
We will try to do this again next week. Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and shake, kiss those hands and shake those babies. Until then, you've been
Hourbombed.
Toodles.
You haven't been in the WWE for a minute.
How are you going to become a star in the WWE?
But where's your personality? Where's your charisma?
Answer your critics.
You haven't done anything in the WWE.
Ever since I could remember, everything inside of me just wanted to fit in.
Ooh, I'll never have this.
Never told you what I wanted.
This is in trouble.
But you turn your back on.
WWE Universe is becoming a believer in Daniel Bryan.
I get the feeling just because everything I touch isn't dark enough that this problem lies in me. I'm only a man with a cable got me. I'm taking a stand to escape what's inside me.
Only it proves that when I step in this ring, there is nobody better than Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan has never held the gold.
Could tonight be Daniel Bryan's night?
It is my job to ensure the best product for everybody.
I did what I did to ensure the future of WWE.
Daniel Bryan is not the man we want. He is not the face of the WWE.
The authority, they don't want Daniel Bryan.
Cold, hard fact of life. Some guys get to the top, some guys don't.
Daniel, not everyone can be WWE championship material. You're like, what, 5'8", 200 pounds? You are a B-plus
player.
That's a good little spot for you, Daniel.
I protected Daniel Bryan for all of you. He is just not good enough to succeed.
No! You don't listen to these people. You don't listen for their obvious desire to see somebody like me succeed.
We are not going to take it anymore.
I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Don't you disrespect my family's name.
You to listen is if I beat the crap out of you at WrestleMania.
Daniel Bryan's handcuffed!
Let go of me!
I am getting tired of your little fantasy crap.
A monster!
I will put an end to your pathetic yes movement.
I turn into a monster.
You want to fight me at WrestleMania? You're on!
With these people, I am stronger than
I'm only a man with
you feel like a girl
got me. I'm taking a stand.
We have a voice.
A monster I've turned into a monster. A monster, a monster. And it keeps getting stronger.
Here I stand, unbroken, with these people.
We have the power.